thank you for listening to this sermon from Hope Church, Toronto West. It is our prayer that through these audio sermons, you are challenged and transformed by the Word of God, built up in love and faith, and drawn more to the person and work of Jesus Christ. We want to remind you that these online resources are never meant to be a substitute for God's good plan for you to be present, connected, and serving in a local church under the care of qualified elders. If you live in the West Toronto area and are looking for a local church, we encourage you to come check out one of our Sunday services. Now, as you prepare your heart to receive God's word, we pray that His Spirit would use the sermon powerfully in your life.
Lord, we pray you would speak your word to us now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. So, newsflash, we're in the middle of a health crisis around the world. And whatever you think of the current situation happening in the world, the reality is that we're all probably thinking something. Everybody is thinking something. COVID-19 has dominated the news for over a year now, or just about a year now, and everybody's thinking about it. Everybody has an opinion about it. And many people are divided over the whole issue. But here's what I want us to see really quickly is that in the midst of what we're facing today, there is another kind of health crisis that is in the midst of us, and no one is talking about this one. And unlike COVID-19, the danger of this health crisis is, in fact, irrefutable. The prognosis of this health crisis is sure, and the impact of this health crisis permeates every facet of all of life. And here's the health crisis that nobody's talking about. It's a health crisis of the heart. It's a health crisis of the heart. And one of the greatest tragedies of COVID-19, in my mind, has been the negative impact it's had on the Church of Jesus Christ. Now, while the world is in pandemonium over a physical virus, over a temporal virus, maybe even in the minds of some, a debatable virus, the inner man, the heart of man, the eternal soul of so many, the most significant part of all we are, in many cases, is withering and dying quietly with little to no attention being given to it. It's absolutely amazing as we consider, loved ones, how much attention is being given to preserving our bodies and how little attention is being given to tend to our hearts. What we're going to find from God's word today is that everything that's wrong with us all comes down to the heart. That everything that's wrong with our relationships, everything that's wrong with our behaviors, everything that's wrong with our perspectives, everything that's wrong with us as human beings, it all comes down to the heart. Because the Bible shows us, and what we'll see today in the Bible, is that the heart of man is the control center of our entire lives, and it's time we pay close attention to the health of our hearts. And today we're starting a brand new series called A Healthy Heart, A Habits of a Growing Faith. And in this series, we'll examine the nature of the heart and how to ensure its health. And so we begin today by understanding the heart. The nature of the heart. In fact, that's the title of today's message. It's this, Understanding My Heart. So let's get our Bibles open to Luke chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 43 to 45, and then we're going to jump right in. Luke chapter 6, 43 to 45, Jesus says this. He says, "For no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit." He says, "For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush." He goes on in verse 45, "The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure
produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. And so in our text today, Jesus is illustrating the truth that human beings can't simply be understood by just looking at their external behavior, but that human beings on the surface are fundamentally who they are in their hearts, in the inner man. And so if there's any incentive for us, if there's any incentive for you and for me to prioritize the health of our hearts, it has to be this, that my heart, your heart, is the control center of our whole lives. Now, where our heart is, our whole lives are going. And so today we seek to understand the heart so that we can tend to the heart, so that we can tend to the health of our hearts, so that our entire lives will follow in a healthy direction. So understanding my heart, this is where we're going to start. Point number one is this: the direction of my life begins with a treasure. Okay, we're going to start there. The direction of my life begins with a treasure. I want you to notice verse 45. It says, the good person, watch this, out of the good treasure of his heart produces good. And the evil person, out of his evil treasure, produces evil. So here Jesus is acknowledging something that's basic to our very existence, yet something that we're far too often oblivious to. It's this, that we are all created and wired to worship something. Well, we're all created and wired to love something. We're all created and wired to treasure something. And listen, what we choose to treasure will in fact lead our hearts. And what leads our hearts will lead our entire lives. I want you to remember what Jesus said in Matthew 6, 19 to 21. He said this, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. Why, Jesus? Why? Here it is. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And so there's two crucial things that Jesus wants us to understand. First, we're all wired to treasure something. We're all wired to love something or worship something. And secondly, what we treasure will lead our hearts. Notice now verse 45 again. Jesus says, the good person, watch this, out of the good treasure of his heart produces good. And the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. What does it mean? Well, it means that everything in our lives flows from some treasure in the heart. Everything that happens in our lives, all of our behaviors, our perceptions, our ideas, everything flows from some treasure. Therefore, one of our highest priorities here at the outset of this series is to identify and expose our treasures, because whatever they are, they're leading our hearts either to health and spiritual vitality or to sickness and spiritual disease. Because the spiritual heart is the control center of our entire lives, we must tend to it. We must nurture it. We must care supremely about the health of it. That's where we're going in this series. And before we get to how we can nurture the health of our hearts, we have to understand the nature of our hearts. We start with this. The direction of my life begins with a treasure. Second thing is this. The treasures of my life then form my thoughts. Okay? Did you get that? The direction of my life begins with a treasure. The treasures of my life then begin to form my thoughts. I want you to notice verse 45 again. It says, the good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good. And the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. So I want you to notice that the treasures of our hearts produce something. What exactly do they produce? Well, the scriptures tell us that one of the things our treasures directly impact is our thoughts. Let me show you. Mark chapter 7, 18 to 21. Let me read it for you. Jesus says this. He says, "Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart, but his stomach, and is expelled?" Verse 20 says, and he said, "What comes out of a person is what defiles him." Watch this. "For from within, out of the heart of man, come," notice what Jesus says, "come evil thoughts." Thoughts. So Jesus, in this context of Mark chapter 7, is telling the Pharisees not to be preoccupied with external things. Eat this, don't eat that. Wear this, don't wear that. Say this, don't say that. Because what defiles a person isn't primarily about what they do externally. It's, in fact, about what's in the heart. And Jesus is saying that out of a good treasure will come what? Good thoughts, among other things. Or what comes out of the result of an evil treasure is evil thoughts, because the treasure of our heart forms our thoughts. The biblical heart, loved ones, is not only made up of our treasures, our affections, what we love. When the Bible talks about the heart, it's talking about, yes, our treasure, our affections, but also our minds and our thoughts. So let me show you how this plays out in our lives without us even realizing it. Some strong desire fills your heart, your within, okay? It may not be bad in and of itself, but it's strong. It's a strong desire. If you begin to track with me, you'll begin to see this playing out in your own heart. And the desire becomes more important to you than anything else. It could be a desire for a relationship. It could be a desire for money. It could be a desire for a good reputation. It could be a desire for good health. Whatever it is, that desire, that affection, that treasure inevitably begins to consume what? Your thoughts, your mind. You begin to be preoccupied in your thinking. Your mind begins to meditate. Your mind is now formulating plans according to that strong desire, because the reality is our treasures form our thoughts and impact directly our minds. Why do we need to care about the health of our hearts? Because what we treasure within forms what we think about, and what we think about has massive implications, as we'll see. So, the direction of my life begins with a treasure. The treasures of my life form my thoughts. Final thing I want to share with you is this. The thoughts of my mind then compel my behavior. That's the progression. That's the progression. The direction of my life begins with a treasure. The treasures of my life form my thoughts, and the thoughts of my mind compel my behavior. Why are so many people in the world, why are so many of us in the church sideways with our behavior, sideways in our thinking? It all begins with a treasure that forms our thoughts and then compels our actions. Why is the world around us so sideways? Because there's a problem in the heart. There's sickness in the heart. Look at verse 45 again. Jesus says, "The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil." Watch this now. "For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." This verse has always been amazing to me. You can know what's in the heart of a person. Just listen to them long enough. Something is being produced. Or watch them long enough. The things that they do are an indication of what's happening in the heart. I want you to notice that the treasure of heart forming the thoughts of the mind always results in some act of the will. So why should we be concerned about the health of our hearts? Because if we're not caring about the health of our hearts, tending and nurturing to our hearts, then our thinking, our behavior will be corrupt if we're not careful to tend to the health of our hearts. You see this even more clearly in Mark chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. Jesus says, "For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts." Watch this now. And then he says, "Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness." Jesus says, all these evil things come from where? Within. And they defile a person. So what's Jesus' point here? Well, his point is that the most important thing about a person is not what they're doing on the outside. The most important thing about a person is what's happening on the inside. And what we need is not more ways to modify our external behavior. What we need is to open our lives to Jesus Christ and have His grace transform our hearts day by day. What we need is not ways to change how we're acting by our own will, but we need to change our hearts, our treasures, our thinking, and therefore our behavior, our action. How? How do we do that? We tend to our hearts. We nurture our hearts. We nurture our spiritual heart. Loved ones, there are many, many distractions in our world today. Many. And there are so many opinions in our world, and there's so much confusion in our world. How do we navigate the times that we're living in? How do we navigate these times? Well, only one way: with a healthy heart. That's how we have to start. How do I respond with someone who disagrees with me? I have to have a healthy heart. How do I deal with the difficulties that come my way? How do I deal with the perplexing situations in our world today? It has to start with a healthy heart. And that's what we're going to be going for in this series. How to nurture our hearts, how to tend to our hearts. Because healthy hearts, the hearts that we're going for, they have worthy treasures, namely Jesus Christ supremely as the treasure of our hearts. Healthy hearts have sober-minded and sound opinions, opinions that honor the Lord Jesus Christ, opinions that are formed in the mind through a healthy, right, treasure, which is Jesus Christ. And healthy hearts produce appropriate and honorable actions, actions that honor the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They flow from the right treasure. It's Jesus, the only worthy treasure. And as we worship and treasure Christ and meditate on Christ and His words, then He forms my thinking and my thoughts. And as Christ is forming my thinking and my thoughts, then my actions and my behaviors and my responses then follow in a way that honors Christ and does not discredit the name of Christ. That's what we're going for in the world that we're living in. If you're like me, you look at social media and you see far too many posts and far too many comments and far too many reactions from Christians, and you think to yourself, I wish they didn't say that. I don't know why they think that. It's all about the health of the heart. And so we're going to take our eyes in this series off of all the things happening around us and place them onto the Word of God so that we can nurture and tend to our spiritual lives. This is the biblical heart. This is the healthy heart. Mind, will, affections. This is what we're going for. And I pray for all of us that we would come out at the end of this series together over the next several weeks with strong, healthy hearts. May it be so. Let's pray together. Father, that's our prayer, that You would teach us from Your word. And I pray right now that what we are learning in this moment is the significance of a healthy heart. Lord, I pray You would show us in our lives how we have so often gone wrong, but not to look at the fruits but to look at the root and to tend to the root, to tend to the heart, so that we can be honoring to you, so that we can bless you in our lives, so that you could use us more and more, so that we can glorify you in all things. May it be so, Lord. Let our church, Hope Church, be a church full of people with healthy hearts. I pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
For more resources and information about Hope Church Toronto West, please visit hopechurchtw.ca.